What was it like being a teenager during this time? What kinds of activities did you participate in?
Well, we were involved in regular high school activities. We went to the basketball games, we went to the football games. It became a little bit different as integration progressed, because the white schools then began playing black schools, or you began having black players on white teams. Because I can remember when Ramsey High School, which had been one of the white high schools here, and when some of the kids began playing football on the high school and college teams, because I can remember when they started getting black players at the University of Alabama. It was all so different. They were able to accept the students in sports rather than to be able to accept those students in academics, because it was extremely hard for you to get good grades, because I assume that people had preconceived ideas about what grades you were to make and what grades you could and could not make. So you had to get beyond those kinds of prejudices, be they real or be they imagined. But it was different. It was different because you did have those kids that were trying to assimilate themselves into what was going on and how to do it. But the jocks still got better props during that time than the regular students.
What was the school climate like? Did students lead to be involved in the movement?
Yes, they did. Even down through in the elementary schools, those kids were turned out. They would leave those schools for those marches, and it didn't matter what you said or what the teacher said. Those kids were going to go, and they would be involved in a lot of the games, I guess, or a lot of the momentum that was seen by the civil rights movement had to do with teenagers, because there were a lot of teenagers that left out of those buildings and left those school books, and they went down and they demonstrated. So yes, the teenagers played a big part in what was going on.
During the time of the civil rights movement, how do you feel Governor Wallace, what type of restraints do you think he had over the civil rights movement?
I think Governor Wallace, bless his heart, as he sits right now and probably contemplates on some of the things that he did, I think Governor Wallace was a politician, number one. And I think that he did a lot of things to inflame people within the state of Alabama, and that he did more to hurt the civil rights movement than anything that anybody could have done. But then I don't think that he could have done anything any differently at that time, because of the tone and because of where we were. He did and he said exactly what people wanted to hear and what they wanted to say. His thing with standing in the schoolhouse door and segregation today and segregation tomorrow and segregation forever, all of those things were done to appeal to emotions and to keep emotions high. So there were a lot of things that I'm sure would have been different had we had a different kind of leadership. And it's so funny, Walter, because I have been, it's miraculous to have lived through a time in history where you can see what happens, and then you can look back 30 years and reflect on it, because going through it at that point in time, it was absolutely awful to have these people that were coming, the Freedom Riders, these people that were coming in on buses, these people were being killed, they were being, you know, you came and you didn't know if you'd get back home, you didn't know what was going to happen to you. The police were crooked. The politicians were crooked. There were people everywhere. So you didn't know. There were friends someplace, but you didn't know who was friend or who was foe. So all of the, and then with a governor that was standing in the schoolhouse door and spouting all of this, all of these hate things, then that made things just even more difficult. But in the years that passed, and after integration, Governor Wallace was not really a bad governor, and he was really a friend to education because he did a lot of things for the educational system in Alabama in terms of trying to make it better and to try to equalize things. So all of those things that he had done, they were politically correct for him at that time, and I would never want to be in his shoes, and I would never want to be a part of his conscience.
Now, since you're a middle-aged citizen, how do you feel about the civil rights movement? Do you hold any grudges towards any particular people or groups of people at during the civil rights movement?
No, I don't. Not at 51. It took a lot of time, and it takes a lot to try to teach, and I guess that's why I feel so blessed that I have parents, and I came from the kind of church that I came from that taught us that hating was not going to benefit you one single bit, and that the most important thing for you to do was to understand where you were, and as my minister always said, that you get an education so that you will be able to become a part of the mainstream, and you will be able to become a part of what is. And that's how I feel. I feel that had I not had the experiences that I've had, and had I not been able to come through those experiences the way that I have come through, then I would not be where I am today.
Ms. Sharper, is there anything else that you would like to add that we have not dealt with?
I don't think so. I think that the civil rights struggle is an important part of what has happened to us in terms of blacks coming to terms with who they are and becoming a part of the greater society. It bothers me so now to see how lightly teenagers are going against all of the principles that those people died for, Dr. King, and I say Dr. King because he was leader, Malcolm X, all of them. Those people that were willing to lay down their lives for something that they felt was utterly important for us, and for teenagers, and especially black male teenagers, are just having at it with each other over things that are just, to my estimation, so trivial. So I'm not one of those people that believes in, I think we ought to go back to this. No, I don't believe we should go back to anything. But I certainly believe that we need to remember our history so that we do not make the same mistakes in the future that we've made in the past.
Thank you, Ms. Sharbrough.